Yo. So it's like 10:30. That's pretty good. I just got this email from my that my domain is about to be renewed, and everyone can. I have two domains. ChrisLager.com and everyone can suck my dick.com. And I realized, I believe this is the 10-year anniversary of everyone can suck my dick.com. I've owned that for 10 years. And I'll own it forever. I'm going to put it in my will to have my estate never give up. I don't care how much money is offered. Never give up. Everyone can suck my dick.com. And of course, you can always email me at suckmydick@everyonecansuckmydick.com. I really should use that email more. I mean, it just goes to my regular email. Like, all my emails go to the same thing. But that's a fun one. And people, particularly if you don't like somebody, you're like, well, I'm gonna email you a bill. I need to email you a bill for this damage you did to something. I don't know. I'm not improvising that one. I can't improvise right off the. You want for me to set a whole scene? You understand some, sir, you have, you, I can't think of something funny. It always goes to bathroom humor when I'm trying to. You took a shit on the floor of the, I don't, that's stupid. What's a funny accident? A funny accident that doesn't involve bathroom humor. Let me. This will be good to have just in my back pocket if I could figure it out right now. Then I'll just, use it in all sorts of situations to, when I need a funny accident as a explanation. I throw up? Is that's not bathroom, but it's still a bodily function. Let's get it out of there. Not a bodily, not throw ups. Throw up, puke is funny. I don't know. Or someone just has a. Someone comes up to me after, a show, and I didn't like that. I'm like, well, I really want to hear all your concerns. You can email me at suckmydick@everyonecansuckmydick.com. And I'd be like, no, really, you can email me there. I would like to hear your concerns. I'm annoyed with myself that I couldn't come up with a funny accident. I need to take improv classes, maybe. I used to think improv was dumb, but now I've been listening to this Paul F. Tompkins podcast, which is really great, and they do improv on there. I'm like, oh, this is really fun. This is good. It's funny. I think he's a very underrated comedian. Maybe I shouldn't say he's underrated. Maybe he wouldn't. He's listening and he's like, "What? I thought everybody thought I was great." And then I'm like, "He's underrated." He's like, "What is he? What is the people don't think I'm that good?" That except for Chris. I don't know him. So I don't know why he'd be. It'd be really odd if he was listening because I don't know him, and not many people listen to the show. But if you do, Paul F. Tompkins, I think you're fantastic, and maybe you're very well rated. I don't know. I'm just saying, you're up at the top. I feel like I've been doing this show. This is 407 episodes. Every day I wake up, I do it, and I'm like, I wanted to get up earlier. Today, not really. Today, I didn't want to get up earlier than 10:30. Why? This is really all I ever wanted out of life was to not get up in the morning, is to sleep in. That's more, I think that was my first dream, was to sleep in and to watch television. This is like a life of leisure. And then show business. But show business also, let's not to be one of these, not to be like a guy in show business like a Ryan Seacrest. Like, how many jobs you need, dog? Like, at what point do you be like, okay, now I'm hosting, he hosts a fucking radio show. It's like, dude, maybe give up the radio show. Maybe you don't need to do morning fucking radio when you're doing live with Kelly and Ryan and the fucking American Idol. You could do one of those. Well, first of all, he's got the whole empire or whatever. I understand. But I think if you gave up the morning radio gig, you'd still be fine. It's not like, he's not on the... Nobody's listening to the fucking radio. I guess in Los Angeles, where there's a radio show, everybody's in their cars. Maybe they... But don't you just listen to a fucking podcast, you psycho? You can listen to actual radio with, like, commercials and shit? That's fucking crazy. Plug in your phone. Put on the music you like. You don't have to listen to... You need the traffic report? I used to drive from fucking Queens to Central New Jersey every day. I'll tell you what never helped me. A goddamn traffic report. I have a way I have to get there. The traffic is going to be what it's going to be. And then... I guess it's some people, what's better, the bridge or the tunnel? They're both fucked. How about that? How about you fucked either way? Just go. One's got an accident, maybe. You got to listen to the traffic. But you don't listen to traffic on the Ryan Seacrest channel. You listen to that on the news channel. That's the only radio that's actually worth a shit, is the fucking 1010 Winds. That's the New York, the traffic and... weather on the ones. And then that's all. And then when it comes around, you're not paying attention. You're like, fuck, I gotta wait another 10 minutes and listen to the same fucking 5 stories again. There was a fire. Someone got shot. There's going to be... The circus is coming. I don't know. Let's talk to this guy at the deli about what he thinks about the president. I guess look at the news real quick. Sean Hannity's real estate venture... linked to fraudulent property dealer. Oh, please, don't toy with my emotions, news. Just take Sean Hannity down. For the love of God. Sweet, sweet justice. If Sean Hannity... I'm not saying I want him... I would like him to go to jail. Not forever. Just enough to have a picture in the orange jumpsuit. Even if he did he did 6 months. Something. Just to be, and I'm sure he'll turn it around. I just don't like that Sean Hannity. You know why? Because he's a smug piece of shit. And he's constantly, when he has people on, he's like, he'll call people out for being rich when he's fucking rich. And he acts like He acts like he's a construction worker or something. And he's not, he's never done it. He was a morning zoo guy. And that didn't work out for him. So he got into the political, that's like him, Glenn Beck, and Rush Limbaugh, all just fucking communications majors that act like they know everything about economics. All right, let's just look. Wait, maybe let me find a happy story here. Now, this isn't happy. It says here, report President George H.W. Bush in intensive care. Now, that's not happy. The man's in intensive care. But it is the died of a broken heart. His chick is gone, and he's like, I'm out of here too. Who doesn't love that story? Everybody loves it. Long life, they were together 70 years. She's gone. He's like, all right, I'm out. I'll go to the funeral, shake hands, took the picture that everybody loves so much. Peace. That's not a bad way to go. I wouldn't mind going out that way when I'm old. I'd like the chick to go first. And then I do the funeral, everybody get the big everybody coming through. We're so sad for you. Here's some cake. Yeah, maybe take a, I would hang on a couple extra days, you know, to get all the sympathy stuff, all the attention. And then, boom, lights out. And then they get to say, he died of a broken heart. How romantic. What a guy. All right. I'm going to go. But I'll see you tomorrow. We love you.